الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful program of Madani Channel. Our Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful and special program of Madani Channel, we are discussing about the different life aspects of our master, of our leader, of our Imam, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed so far about the childhood of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, about the forefathers of Imam Ahmad Ridha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, about the journey of education of our great Imam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And now inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss something very beautiful about the character of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which is actually his piety. His piety, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his firmness upon Sharia, obedience to the parents, his simplicity. Inshallah, we are going to discuss about this wonderful aspect of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Please watch this program from the beginning to the end. And if you have missed any of our previous programs, you can always watch them later on the official YouTube channel of Madani Channel English. Please do subscribe as well. Your support is needed there as well, inshallah. You can watch many other beautiful programs of Madani Channel. So before we get into the topic of today, the wonderful and beautiful topic, let's listen to a blessing of recitation of Durood upon the blessed Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So there's a wonderful saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that when those who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meet and shake hands and send salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so before they depart from one another, their past and future sins are forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Awa ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was trained by such a knowledgeable, intellectual and a prophet-loving and Ashik-e-Rasool family, which had been adorned with a religious and worldly honor. And subhanallah, their fame and their decency is not hidden from the world. Everybody, subhanallah, those who are aware of the greatness of the family, they know about their honor, they know about their excellence, subhanallah. And we see in the family members of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, we have discussed about his father, we discussed about his grandfather. So the entire family of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was a family of Ashikane Rasool Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. So following the Sunnah, having generosity, humility, piety, and sacrifice, these were the prominent qualities of the entire family. The Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, being adorned with his scholarly excellence and brilliance, as well as high humanly attributes and character, was a sincere successor and a perfect manifestation of his family. Meaning what the family had practiced, what the family had those values in them, our Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a reflection of all that. Meaning the reflection of the father's knowledge, the reflection of the grandfather's knowledge, the mother's tarbiyat, and you know, an amazing, you can say, package was found in Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. You can have an idea from this incident, an amazing incident, which displays the piety of Sarkare Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that once he needed kerosene oil, and after taking the oil, he asked the shopkeeper, what is the price? How much is it for? So he said, Sheikh, generally it costs this much amount, but you may pay less amount. I will give you special amount. Upon this, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, no, you should take the same price what you take from others. You do not need to give me any less price. You need to give me the very same exact price what you charge others. He said, Ya Sheikh, you're a pious and an Islamic scholar. You're a pious person. You're an Islamic scholar. You're a knowledgeable person. How can I take a general price from you? Upon this, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, Allahu Akbar. He said, I don't sell my knowledge. He said that you have so much knowledge. You're so pious. How can I charge the normal price from you? So he said that my knowledge is not for sale. Meaning that much amount which you are charging me less, it's like as if you're paying me for my knowledge. So that sort of piety, that sort of sincerity, that sort of dedication, that sort of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that no, my knowledge is not for sale, so please charge me how much you charge others. Subhanallah azza wa jal. He made people's assumption true when people used to call him Hafiz Sahib. Just amazing, you know, attribute and just an amazing part of the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. People, you know, usually in our traditions and cultures, when a person has a beard, wears a topi or something, Qari Sahib, they'll say Hafiz Sahib, Maulvi Sahib, Maulana Sahib. But the Maulana Sahib may not know even the basics. He's a Maulana Sahib. Why? Because just he has a beard and he has a topi. It's fine, mashallah, you're giving respect. But Maulana is actually a very, very big title. Maulana literally means our master, someone I look up to. And usually it is a term given to an Alimedin, likewise Maulvi. But Maulana and Maulvi, sometimes these terms are also used as degrading someone, unfortunately. A Maulvi hai kya? Have you become a Maulvi or something? You're growing a beard, you have become a Maulvi or something. Ma'adallah. This is very wrong. So it is very wrong to use such terms and such words in an insulting manner. These are very, very noble titles which should be used in a very, very respectful manner. Yes. So please, let's be very careful about it. So anyways, a person having beard or wearing topi or something, a person may go and say that Hafiz Sahib, Qari Sahib. So there were many people who would call Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as Hafiz Sahib. So he was not a proper Hafiz of the Holy Quran. He had few verses here and there in his memorization. So obviously he was a scholar and he would be quoting many verses of the Holy Quran at many places in his fatwas and in his lectures, in his writings. But he was not what we call as a proper Hafiz of Quran. He was not that. So someone wrote a letter in which he mentioned Hafiz with the name of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, like Hafiz, Qari, Maulana, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan. So on the term Hafiz, Allahu Akbar, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali began to weep and tremble in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the state, he said, I fear I might be treated in the hereafter with those about whom it was proclaimed in the Holy Quran translation, and they wish to be praised without doing any good deed. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, I am not a Hafiz. People call me Hafiz. So if on the day of judgment, I am categorized amongst those people who are mentioned in this verse, that they are those who would like to be praised without doing their action. So I am not Hafiz. So if I am asked on the day of judgment, Allahu Akbar. So why and how he memorized the Holy Quran, this is the reason. Yes, this became the reason. Sayyid Ayyub Ali Razavi, he was the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, states, one day Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, some unacquainted people, some people who do not know about me being Hafiz or not, they are calling me Hafiz while I am not eligible of this title. The Sayyid Ayyub Ali Razavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali states, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali started to memorize the Holy Quran from the same day. He started memorizing the Holy Quran. Why? So that, you know, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the day of judgment, if I am asked and I'm categorized in that verse of the Holy Quran. What will I do? What will be my say on that day? And secondly, because people are not aware and they're calling me Hafiz and they are like this, false in their claim. Their claim is wrong. They're claiming that I am Hafiz and they're wrong in their claim. Now, to prove them right in their claim, and due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I will become Hafiz al-Quran, subhanallah azza wa jal. And he started his hifz from the very same day. But how long did it take? 4 years? 5 years? 6 years? 7 years? No. The Holy Quran has 30 paras. And Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi memorized one para in one day. And that too was not full day. The different narrations on it, but mostly, most of them suggest it was a very little part. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would memorize one para. Now, this may be a question. How is it even possible? How is it even possible to memorize the Holy Quran in such a short while? Allahu Akbar. Then how is it possible to write a fatwa at 13 years of age? How is it possible to finish the Nazra at 4 years of age? How is it possible to give a lecture at the age of 6 years old? How is that possible? Allahu Akbar. There is nothing impossible by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the command of Allah is there, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, then everything is possible. So this was actually the gift and bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses His chosen ones with specific characteristics. Allah ta'ala blesses them with special powers, which are called as karamat. Karamat is a karamat when it is something beyond in natural practice. Then only it is a karamat. If it was something which comes into a common intellect and something which is nothing out of the ordinary, then why would it be a karamat? So this is something of, you know, understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh with special characteristics and special powers. So this was among the karamat of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh that he memorized the Holy Quran in 30 days. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyid Ayyub Ali Razvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh started memorizing the Holy Quran from the same day. And in a very small duration, each day, he would memorize the entire para. And on the 30th day, he memorized the 30th para. On one occasion, he said, I have memorized the Holy Quran in sequence, and it is because those bondsmen of Rabb Azza wa Jal, those people who mentioned Hafiz before my name, would not be proven wrong. Their claim would not be false. I memorized the Holy Quran, subhanallah azza wa jal. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was his piety, that a person is asking for less amount and Allah azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is saying, no, tell me the actual amount. And we are, come on man, now make some low price. Okay, bargaining is something, mashallah, that's very good. But sometimes due to being well known, or sometimes due to some added advantages, he says, come on man, I'm your chacha's son, I'm your cousin, come on man, I'm your this, I'm your that, come on, do a less price for me man. I'm Masjid Imam, do some less price for me. So if somebody offers us a discount, we'll take it. But look at this level of piety. That no, he says that no, charge me more. Why charge me less? My knowledge is not for sale. So that's the reason why you're giving me a discounted price, I don't want it. I want the actual price. And on the other hand, we are looking at Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's amazing, amazing karamat that he memorized the entire Holy Quran in just 30 days. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the wasila of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, give us such passion of reciting the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us such piety for the sake of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And at many, many occasions, instances, we read about him, we hear about him, that what a pious personality he was. Subhanallah azza wa jal, when the final moment of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came, this great personality who spent all his life with piety and with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he followed the Sharia on every stage of his life. A short while before he departed from this world, he said, remove the pictures. Remove the pictures. Allahu Akbar. The people thought, what do pictures have to do here? Where did the matter of pictures come? So then he himself said that the envelopes, the cards, the money, currency notes, etc. It is because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the angels of mercy do not enter the house which contains a dog and a picture. The angels of mercy do not. So whatever pictures they are in the house, please remove them. Please take them away. See, all those scholars have then given permission about currency note. It is, of course, very widespread. It's everywhere, every country. The bank notes, currency notes which are used, but they have a picture on it. So obviously the scholars have later given permission. What you are looking at me now is on a videograph mode. And obviously scholars are giving permission. Dawat-e-Islami works under scholars. Dawat-e-Islami has an entire Darul Ifta board. Every department, every action, every work, every activity of Dawat-e-Islami comes through Sharia guidance. There is nothing which may contradict Sharia. That's the first and foremost priority. But obviously rules at that time, and as per the Hadith Mubarak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was so concerned that these are printed pictures, and where they are pictures or where they are dogs, the angels of mercy do not enter there. Now dogs as well, in that as well, the scholars have given their stances, they have given their opinion and their rulings that if a dog is there for security or for some, with, obviously it's a need, if it's a need somewhere, then it's another matter. There are different rulings which Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat, a Mufti Sahib, will guide you on that. But on a general note, just look at the piety of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. When we say Maslaki Ala Hazrat, so Maslaki Ala Hazrat means taking in the characteristics of Ala Hazrat. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was punctual for Salat. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was so careful on all these things. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali did not take, that special discount which was offered to him. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali didn't hurt people. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was so cautious and concerned about the people that their claims should not become wrong. That's why he memorized the Holy Quran. That's Maslaki Ala Hazrat. Yes, may we truly be upon the maslak of Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Missing salah, backbiting and judging and name calling and all sorts of sins. This is not Maslaki Ala Hazrat. This is not the way of Ala Hazrat. Taunting one another and doing all those things, cheating, and this is not Maslaki Ala Hazrat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us walk the way of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in the true sense. And Dawat-e-Islami subhanallah azza wa jal is feeding us Maslaki Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all steadfastness in this beautiful madri environment of Dawat-e-Islami. May we inshallah azza wa jal attain the barakat and the excellence of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was an amazing poet as well. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will speak of that in detail about the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had. But today we are speaking about piety and about simplicity. So on that very same note, there is an amazing incident. There was a state in India at that time called Nanpara. And because Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, an amazing shayr, bring a shayr of his caliber, Allahu Akbar, in that certain time. So he was approached that, Ya Sayyidi, why don't you write a poetry in the excellence of the king or the ruler of the state Nanpara? Now before I explain this, understand the meaning of Nanpara. Nanpara is actually a name. Nanpara is a name. Like in Pakistan, the city is Karachi. UK, the city is London. So London is a name. Nanpara is a name. Karachi is a name. This is being recorded from Malawi. Malawi is a name. The city is Blantyre. Blantyre is a name. South Africa is a name. South Africa, it's obviously South of Africa. Now are you understanding? South Africa means South of Africa, and South Africa is a name of a country. So likewise, Nanpara. Nanpara is a name of a state, but if you break it down, Nan means roti, Para means peace. Like South is South, Africa is Africa. So South Africa together is the name of a country. So Nanpara together is name of a state, but if you break it down, Nan is roti and Para is peace. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was asked that, can you please write something for the ruler of Nanpara? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali wrote. But what did he write? Wo kamal husn huzur hai ki guman naqs jahan nahi, ye phool khar se dur hai, ye shama hai ki dhua nahi. Allah, he said that's the perfection of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ki guman naqs jahan nahi, no defect. We're not talking about defect. We're not saying that there is no defect in him. We are saying there is no imagination of defect in him. Defect is very far. Just the imagination of defect is also not in him. He is the flower without thorns. And he is that lamp without smoke. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And to conclude this kalam, he's mentioning, concentrate on the Nanpara thing. He's saying that, Karu madha ahle duwal laza. Karu madha ahle duwal laza. Duwal means people of wealth. Karu madha ahle duwal laza. Should I praise the people of wealth? But is bala mein meri bala? This is like, you know, an expression that, come on, to, I don't care about it. But is bala mein meri bala? Main gada hoon apne kareem ka. I am the servant of my master. I am the beggar at the doorstep of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mera deen para hai na nahi. Mera deen, my deen is not a piece of roti. My deen is not a piece of bread. Mera deen para hai na nahi. So he wrote about naan para, but in which style did he write about naan para? Subhanallah azza wa jal. So he said that, why should I write for the worldly leaders? Why should I write for the people with money and power? I write for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am his slave. I am not the slave of any other worldly king. I am the slave of my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Look at his fear of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is our master, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Karu madha ahladhu wal raza. Pade is bala mein meri bala. Main gada hoon apne kareem ka. Mera deen para hai na nahi. So there are many other characteristics about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Look at the generosity of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. That way Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had many excellences, many virtues at the very same time. He was a highly generous person. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to help the poor, the destitute and the widows. He fixed regular stipends for them. It was his routine that when winter would start, he would distribute warm beddings and he would distribute warm clothes to the poor people. Once he distributed them amongst everyone. After that, a person arrived and asked for a quilt. He asked that, I didn't receive yet. So he gave his own quilt to that person. You didn't receive, so you take mine. Allahu Akbar. Look at this beautiful mannerism of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and at the very same time his love and affection towards the people. It was said to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that there is a widow, Allahu Akbar, she has arranged a maulid program in her house. You're also invited to attend it. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had much weakness, but despite that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali attended the maulid program in her house and went to her house on foot, though he would even go to the masjid for congregation with the help of a stick. He was going to the masjid with the help of a stick, but went on foot to the house of that widow woman. Despite this, he attended the program. Then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would always remain attentive to please the poor. The poor person who had correct beliefs used to be quite beloved in the sight of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Where Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would show affection to the ordinary and poor people, at the same time, he would show tremendous and a lot of affection towards the students who would be in need of necessary items. He would make special arrangements for them. He would make special arrangements and special things for them. Allahu Akbar. Now here, I mentioned few things and I would like to summarize these few points to pull your attention towards a very important point. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was very affectionate towards the poor. Very affectionate to everyone and he was very generous towards the poor. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali wouldn't, you know, differentiate poor or rich. He would go to anybody, in fact, especially the poor people, he would go to them. And those poor who are, you know, Ashikane Rasul with correct beliefs, they would be very beloved to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Okay, what else we see here? That Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was affectionate towards the students of Deen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at Dawood Islam. It is in those days where Pakistan is in the massive disaster, a natural disaster of floods. What is your Dawat Islami doing? What did Amir al-Sunnat announce at the time of thalassemia? Allahu Akbar. What did Amir al-Sunnat announce at the time of COVID-19 when it was at its peak? Love for the people, care for the people, love those and care for those, help those who are in need, help the needy, help those who are, you know, in dire need. Dawat Islami is basically giving that spirit of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Love for the poor people, Allahu Akbar, Dawood-e-Islam is Madani Qafila. The whole department of FGRF, Madani Qafila do not necessarily go to a rich man's house or something, we go to villages. Yes, I'm in Africa. And subhanAllah, here in Africa as well, there are Madani Qafilas. In the Europe, there are Madani Qafilas. In Pakistan, in India, in other parts of the world, Madani Qafilas. Going to the rural areas, going to the cities and towns to preach to the people, to call the people towards the masjid. This is the spirit and the teaching of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Then taking care of the students, loving the students, taking care of their needs. Allahu Akbar, your Dawood-e-Islami has more than 1,000 jami'as around the world. Yes, for women, for men, boys, for girls. Students are learning, they're dining, they're eating, they're living. Free of cost. That's love and affection and taking care of the students of Deen. Spirit and the teachings of Ala Hazrat. So that's what we call Maslaki Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, trying to follow the footsteps of this great master of ours, this great Imam of ours, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala keep us firm upon the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And if you want to learn about the teachings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, so a simple formula in today's time. Come in Dawood-e-Islami. Come look at the teachings of Dawood-e-Islami. Come look at the system of Dawood-e-Islami. Come look at the ethics of Dawood-e-Islami. Come look at the vision of Dawood-e-Islami. Come look at the work of Dawood-e-Islami. Take part in the works of Dawood-e-Islami. Come closer. Come in the istima'at. You will see Ala Hazrat, Ala Hazrat, Ala Hazrat, Ala Hazrat everywhere, inshallah. Dawood-e-Islami is spreading the fragrance of Ala Hazrat. Dawood-e-Islami is spreading the message of Ala Hazrat. Dawood-e-Islami is taking on and continuing with the vision and the purpose and the mission of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah says, Imam Ahmad Rida Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi par meri aankhein band hain. What does it mean? It means that what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said is final for me, is an authority for me, nothing beyond that. My Imam is my Imam. Imam, Imam means Imam. Master means Master. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is our Master. And you want to know the maslak of Allah Hazrat, you want to know the teachings of Allah Hazrat, come to the beautiful Madri environment of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, together we will continue to work as the followers and the ashiks of Imam Ahmad Rida Khan. Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Next topic, inshallah, in the next episode is amazing. And you can't miss that. Inshallah, please join in the next episode. We are going to discuss about the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi had. And what we see in his writings, in his speeches, in his poetry. So inshallah, that's what we are going to discuss in the next episode. Stay tuned. Keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
آوى على حضرت آوى على حضرت إمام أحمد رضا إمام أحمد رضا.